Welcome back to the Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slavko Bekovic alongside newcomer to the Lansing Lugnuts, the freshest face on the team, right-handed pitcher Kendall Graveman. Kendall, you made your debut yesterday after being picked this year in the draft by the Toronto Blue Jays. How did those two innings go for you?
It was good to get out there and get my feet wet. You know, my defense played great behind me. To get five ground balls out of six outs is my identity. That's what I've set out to be. That's what kind of pitcher I am. So to go out there and do that was a plus for me. And, you know, just to get back out there on the mound after about two and a half weeks, last time I threw was in Omaha in the College World Series. And, you know, to get back out there and participate in some competition was nice.
Did you feel any rust after having not thrown for a few weeks?
No, I've been throwing bullpens throughout the whole time. But to actually see some swings and stuff, it was still good to get out there. And, you know, the difference in the balls, the higher seams in college to the lower seams here in minor league baseball is a little adjustment to make, and it was good to get out there and fill up the strike zone as well as I did.
What's the biggest difference with the seams? How does that change the way you have to go about your approach on the mound?
Yeah, the movement's a little different. You know, sometimes I feel like I get a little more with these baseballs. I spin the ball a little better, not as much resistance because the seams are lower. So for me, the adjustment is just to make sure I'm controlling my movement within the strike zone and making people swing the bat, because me going deep into counts is not what kind of pitcher I am, and to get early contact is when I'm really rolling well. That's what I'm doing.
How would you describe your game on the mound?
You know, just to really keep the tempo up on the game, and you know, to keep my defense engaged. Sometimes when I'm not pitching well, my tempo is bad, and I'm getting the ball and waiting too long in between pitches. But to me, to get the baseball and to go right at hitters early in counts is sticking in the bottom of the strike zone and trying to get the ground balls. You know, if somebody's on first, really working to get a double play or something like that. So for me, that's just the type of game and type of pitcher that I am, and everybody's different. We have all kind of people in this staff right now that are pitching great, but for me, I have to know what I can do and stay within myself.
Two scoreless innings in your debut. Of the six outs you recorded, five were on the ground. You mentioned that's your game. Vince Horsman, the pitching coach here for the Lugnuts, he preaches fastball command, and he preaches keeping the ball down, getting those ground ball outs. Seems like that's right up your alley.
Right. For me, as a starter, you know, sometimes late in the games, pitchers can get away with throwing off speeds a good bit. But for me, I have to establish a fastball early. And to know I was going out on a short pitch count, I really wanted to get out there and throw some fastballs and to get some swings like that. So that was my whole goal yesterday, knowing I was on, you know, no more than 45 pitches. I didn't quite get there, but it was good to get out there and, like I said, get my feet wet. But for me, just the fastball command and just sticking with the fastball when things get bad, you can still go to a fastball and get people out is huge.
And going back to your college days, Mississippi State Bulldog, obviously you guys had a tremendous run this year, but you were drafted after your junior year by the Miami Marlins. Why did you decide not to sign?
There's a multitude of reasons, but you know, a few reasons are I knew we were going to have a good team at Mississippi State. I knew that there was going to be a veteran team, and I felt like that I could help lead that team to where we wanted to be, and ultimately we got to where we wanted to be, just didn't finish. And another reason was to try to finish up a degree. I was a student athlete, so for me to first off try to get a degree, that's what I was going to school for, and to get two more semesters closer to my degree, which is in mechanical engineering, now I only lack about a semester left, and that's huge for me because you never know how long this game will last, and you'll have to get a job one day, and that's another reason why I went back. But also another reason was you know, I really wanted to try to improve my draft stock, and I feel like I did. And the Lord's will that I got drafted by the Blue Jays, and I'm in a great organization, and they've treated me well the whole way. So I think it was a great honor and privilege to be drafted where I was, and it's been an exciting time so far.
So you went from 36th round last year to 8th round this year. Describe the feeling and describe what was going on when you got drafted by the Jays in the 8th round this year.
Right, yeah, we were sitting in Virginia playing in a super regional. We had a game that night. We were sitting there watching Virginia's hitters. We were scouting their hitters, going over their tendencies, their strengths, their weaknesses, and our whole pitching staff was in the room. And for me to be surrounded by what I called my family for 4 years and my teammates and the people, my brothers, for them to see me get drafted and to cheer for me in that room, to share that moment with them was special. And then to see Chad Girardo, who's also with us, get drafted in the 9th round right behind me, was a special moment for me and him both, because to start this journey alone would have been tough, but to now start this journey with someone else is nice.
So you get drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. You signed relatively quickly. How did that signing process go for you?
Right after the College World Series, we played late in the season. So for us to get down and kind of get our physicals, get acquainted to the organization was big for us. So we went home, rest for a few days to get away from baseball. I went fishing a few times. I just did a few things with my family and friends back home. So for me to really get away from it for about 5 or 6 days, and then I was really itching to get back out there and start pitching again. So we went ahead and flew down to Dunedin and got everything out of the way medically and signed, and now we're here.
You knew Mississippi State was going to have this good team going into your senior year. Describe that run for you guys through the NCAA tournament and getting to that College World Series final.
Right, as a kid, you grow up thinking about, man, I want to play in the College World Series. That's a goal. I want to play minor league baseball, and one day I eventually want to play professional baseball. That's goals for who knows how many kids across the country. And for us to achieve that goal, it was not easy a task, but for us to have a bunch of veterans and leaders on that Mississippi State team to get us to that point was one reason why we got there. And we didn't, we set out to do that goal, but when we got there, it was still kind of an eye-opening experience to really be there, to be in TD Ameritrade with 27,000 people, and just have fun and play baseball was our main goal this year.
Off the diamond, what kind of guy is Kendall Graveman? What does Kendall Graveman like to do?
I'm a lighthearted guy. I'm really caring. I love people. I like to hunt and fish when I'm at home. I really enjoy math, and sometimes just to get in school and do some things with math is enjoyable to me. And to teach others is an exciting time for me within school to help someone else out. So if I had to sum up Kendall Graveman, that would be some words I would use.
Talking to Lugnuts starting pitcher and newcomer Kendall Graveman. Kendall, how did you get involved in baseball as a youngster?
My dad has been a coach for numerous years, and he's coached head coach in high school baseball. He played college baseball. He's now an assistant coach at my high school. So for him to really grow up and develop me and my brother as a baseball player, I remember we were in the backyard. We had a batting cage in our backyard. We would hit ground balls. He would hit ground balls to us in the backyard. It was just some time to spend with my father. And for him, it was an enjoyable experience for him too, because he got to spend time with us. So just to fall in love with the game because my dad wanted to spend time with me was something that really made me love this baseball game and the game that we still play.
Describe your hometown of Alexander City, Alabama.
It's a small town. Of course, Russell Corporation was there, and it's now moved on. So it's still a great town, a big lake, Lake Martin, that summers are full of fun times on that lake, boating and fishing and doing things like that. So Lake Martin is one thing that really sticks out when you think of Alexander City. For me, a lot of friendships have been made, and a lot of lifelong friends that still live in Alexander City. Not only my age, but people that are older than me that have really made an impact positively on my life. And it's a city that loves children and wants to see people succeed. And for me to succeed coming from that town, they've really opened their arms and really embraced what I've done, and that means a lot to me.
You come from SEC country. There's a few boys on this Lansing Lugnuts roster: Kevin Patterson, Will Browning, Dwight Smith Jr., Chris Hawkins. They like to talk about the SEC pretty much all the time. How well have you gotten to know those guys so far?
Yeah, actually living with Will Browning and Kevin Patterson right now, and we just moved in yesterday. And of course, Chaz, another SEC guy that came with me. And the other 2 days ago, the talk about football came up, and we're excited about that. You know how big football is in the SEC, and we talk about Kevin Patterson when we played him when he was at Auburn, and he hit a ball about 510 feet off us one day, and we still laugh to this day that that's the farthest ball we've ever seen hit. So to have some guys that are from the South and understand some of the background that we've grown up in is nice knowing. Not saying that anybody else I distance myself from, but sometimes you do feel a closer bond with some of those guys that have grew up around your area.
Now, Will Browning is a Mississippi guy, a big Mississippi State fan. Has he stopped talking about it yet?
He hasn't. And, Will, we give him a tough time. And, he's a great guy. And for us, too, he might be the most country guy out of all of us, but we love him to death. And And, you know, that's just a unique personality that he has. And, you know, laughing and cutting up with him and KP all the time has been a fun experience these past 3 days. And, you know, I think that this team is going to grow closer together and we're going to start winning ball games. And that's just something that comes with, you know, leadership and some guys that are really getting comfortable with each other. And I think we'll start playing with a little bit lighthearted and just playing the game the right way. And we'll start winning some baseball games here for the Lugnuts.
Now, you grew up in Alabama. Obviously, that's Roll Tide country. That's Crimson Tide. But you went to Mississippi State. Are there any conflicts of interest there?
Yeah, I was a big Alabama fan growing up. We actually held season tickets for a year or two for football games there. I remember that was a fun experience for my brother and I. My dad and mom would take us to Tuscaloosa, about a 2.5-hour drive, and it'd be late night getting home after the game. But, you know, we loved every minute of it. And, you know, actually to be committed to Auburn when I was in high school to play baseball was another experience, because Auburn's only 45 minutes from my house in Alexander City. And the coaching staff, they got a new coaching staff, and then the pitching coach that was at Auburn, you just build relationships with people, and I built a real strong relationship with him. And then he went on to Mississippi State to coach, and that's kind of how I got to Mississippi State. And, you know, it really wasn't on my radar a whole lot, but I knew that the tradition of baseball at Mississippi State was huge. And for me to get the opportunity to play there, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Last question then for you. What are your goals and expectations for yourself individually just in this first professional season, closing out the last couple months?
My goal is to go out and to pitch my best ability. And first, I'll be a great teammate. I think that that's the most important part in this game. You don't remember what you did statistically 10 years down the road, but you remember the relationships that you built. And for me, that's one thing that I've really made a goal for myself to do is to be a good teammate, somebody that when they think of Kendall Graveman, they remember a good guy and a good teammate. So that's one goal that I have for myself. But another goal is to go out. I've already thrown a good amount of innings, and whatever pitch count that they set me at, I want to go out and not give one pitch away, to go out and if it's 45 pitches to try to go out and pinpoint accuracy for 45 pitches and stay laser sharp and locked in for that amount of pitches is one goal that I have also.
Well, Kendall, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on your pro debut and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Lugnuts starting pitcher Kendall Graveman. We'll be back with more on the Lugnuts pregame show right here on 92.1 Big Country.